This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. California cuisine transformed the way a lot of Americans dine. Its focus on fresh seasonal ingredients, lightly cooked and beautifully served, made Chef Alice Waters a household name and an icon to many up-and-coming young chefs. This week, Morning Edition marks the opening of NPR West, the network's new production facility in Los Angeles, with a series of profiles from the region. Today, how the fresh and local creed is being interpreted in the Pacific Northwest, where NPR's Wendy Kaufman meets with a chef whose flavorings draw from the influx of Pacific Rim trade and the region's bountiful sea.
To enter the kitchen of the Flying Fish restaurant in Seattle's Belltown is to enter a place of passion, even reverence for food. Owner Christine Kaff knows where just about everything on her menu comes from. She'll tell you stories about the farmers who tend the baby squash and the men who haul in her strands of mussels.
I remember when I was on the East Coast, I didn't really like blue mussels too much, but out here they grow them so small and harvest them pretty young, somewhere around 9 months, and they're so mild, they're really good.
She rinses them and throws them in the pan along with tiny slices of ginger, lemongrass, and kefir lime leaf. On the menu, these are called sister-in-law mussels because the recipe came from her sister-in-law's sister-in-law, who was born in Thailand.
Can you smell that? Smell great.
Kev says she didn't start out to create an Asian-inspired fish restaurant, but it seemed to fit in a city that was itself both a salty seaport and a gateway to the Pacific Rim. In the politics of food, the Asian ingredients were a perfect match for the Northwest's abundant seafood, augmenting the flavor without overpowering it.
You really can't mess with it all that much because Seattleites understand their product. Many people fish. And they know a lot about the habits and the habitat as well of the fish. They collect oysters and they collect clams and things on the beach, different kinds of seafood. They crab, they jig for squid, you know. So people know their product and you can't fool them.
Kef admits that when she moved to the Northwest 14 years ago, she didn't know there was more than one kind of salmon. An embarrassing admission in a city where the arrival of the Copper River catch can cause a stampede to the fishmonger. But Kef was a quick study, and now she can talk shop with the best of them.
Hey, this is Christmas Flying Fish. How are you? Can I put my order in a day early? Tell me about the bearing points. Wow, they sound great. How do they differ from the skookum? We've got those now.
And it's only after she places the order that her shellfish is pulled from the sea. Then it's delivered alive to her door.
I know what it's like for Raul to get his mussels out of the water. I've been out there and he's, you know, showed me how they harvest and everything. I've been out on the rafts. It's cold, it's wet. I know that when Cindy goes out, she goes out at low tide, regardless of what time of the day it is, and more than likely she's harvesting in the middle of the night. And it's cold and it's wet because this happens in the wintertime. And she's out there at 2 o'clock in the morning harvesting my oysters. I want to be nice to those oysters. I can't stand it if anybody doesn't care for them properly, put the wet towel on and make sure they have a little moist air to breathe. And when they shuck them, they better not maul them.
Kef's appreciation for food and the people who grow it and harvest it came early. She grew up in California's San Joaquin Valley, the birthplace of Cesar Chavez's grape boycott, a common topic of conversation in her home. After college, she discovered that she loved cooking and went to New York, where she landed an apprenticeship at the Four Seasons, but only after promising that if anybody asked what culinary school she'd gone to, she was supposed to say it was in California, and it wasn't very good. Kef spent a decade in New York and then moved back to the West Coast, taking a lengthy detour to Southeast Asia before landing in Seattle.
A trip through the Pike Place Market will make you want to cook in Seattle.
All right, fresh crab, fresh salmon, halibut, sword, tuna, mahi, and I here, folks.
At the city's famed waterfront market, you'll find an incredible array of good things to eat. Not just oysters, mussels, and salmon, but black cod, crab, and gooey ducks, a clam that looks like it sprouted an elephant trunk. And while Washington State is famous for its apples and grapes for wine, there is much more. Seasonal greens, squash, berries, cherries, pears, and pomegranates. When most of us shop for groceries, we make a list, on paper or in our head, and we go from there. Or we take a recipe and buy the ingredients to make that dish. But Kef does this differently. She asks purveyors what they have before she decides what she'll make. And that means the freshest products determine what goes on the menu. Seafood has long been a staple here, but when Kev first arrived in the late 1980s, most of the fish houses were traditional and conservative.
They were mostly modeled on East Coast fish houses, sort of a plain broiled or steamed fish with maybe a little compound butter, and nobody was really looking for much more than that.
But as Asian influence infused the city's economy and culture, chefs like Christine Keff began to take notice.
Actually, Thai Airways was a big influence here, and they would bring actually a lot of ingredients over for the stewardesses to eat. And we began to see a lot of really fresh ingredients of those kinds coming into Seattle, and people started doing things with them.
Back in her kitchen, Keff is taking stock of what's in the big walk-in cooler. And the theme of tonight's menu is turning to mushrooms.
We've got some pretty good-looking porcinis here.
She carefully opens up plastic containers brimming with mushrooms, with names like Yellowfeet and Black Trumpet. They were brought in fresh by the local forager.
And we've got some really beautiful lobster mushrooms here. Aren't those an incredible color?
Mm.
You can see where the name comes from.
I've never seen those.
Absolutely gorgeous.
They are. Look at that thing. It looks almost primeval, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. It looks like a tree trunk. Yep. A lot of good things out there.
And she's looking for more. Just this month, she sat down with two local farmers she's known for more than a decade and asked them if they would be interested in becoming her personal growers. Not only would that give her a way to experiment and plan for each season in advance, but she could send her cooks into the field to learn.
To go out and see what the plant looks like on the vine, in the ground, where it comes from, what it looks like in the field. I don't know why it makes such a difference, but it does make a difference. It's kind of like traveling to another country, eating the food in situ. It makes a huge difference in how you cook it when you get home. And it makes a big difference to those guys to see this stuff. They begin to form some kind of connection, which translates into how they handle that vegetable on the line at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. They're not going to overcook it.
Also in the platter section, I'm offering Dungeness crab, fresh from the Puget Sound, and they're being wok blackened with peppercorns served along with an Asian slop.
Christine Keff and Seattle have proved to be a good match. She has two wildly successful restaurants. Her work has gained national attention and some major awards. But at the same time, she's been pulled away from the kitchen more than she'd like. And she's beginning to wonder if some of her dishes have strayed too far from the simplicity that she likes best.
My goal for 2003 is to spend every Thursday in Flying Fish in the kitchen with everybody, because there's some changes in direction that I want the food to take, and I can't really just verbalize it. I'm going to need to show and work with them, and I'm really looking forward to that.
And who knows what Christine Keff and her Northwest farmers and fishermen will come up with next. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
Tomorrow, two writers who draw their inspiration from the landscape of the West, a place that is at once spectacularly beautiful and unforgivingly harsh. Pictures of the people profiled in this series are at npr.org.